USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. There's a report that Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report made it seem less damaging than it is. The New York Times claims associates of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, "Why didn't I do this before?" So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
With four women on the record accusing former Vice President and likely White House hopeful Joe Biden of inappropriate touching over the years, Biden says in a tweeted video yesterday, he'll change his ways.
"I worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea that I can't adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
The day after joking about the matter at a GOP dinner, the president was asked about it again yesterday.
"I wish him luck."
A contempt hearing is to be held today for Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk, as the Securities and Exchange Commission wants a judge to find him in contempt for allegedly violating terms of a fraud settlement that said he has to get approval before tweeting anything about the company. This is USA Radio News.
"The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA."
North Dakota is moving to ban human dismemberment abortions. The State House passing a measure this week that charges a person with a felony if they perform that type of an abortion unless it's a medical emergency. The bill defines human dismemberment abortion as intentionally dismembering a living unborn child and extracting the unborn child a piece at a time. No criminal charges would be filed against the woman involved, but the bill would take effect 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court gives states the right to outlaw abortion or if a similar constitutional amendment is adopted. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee advancing a bill that would do something about those annoying robocalls. The TRACED Act would tell phone companies they have 16 months, or make that 18 months, after it's signed into law to come up with a way to verify calls so people will know exactly who's on the other end, and they must offer the service for free. The lead sponsor, Senator John Thune, says half of all calls to cell phones this year will be robocalls. And a new national poll finds that pets may help older adults cope with mental and physical issues. The University of Michigan poll on healthy aging surveyed over 2,000 older adults. Half of them were pet owners and say their furry friends give them a sense of purpose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.